Declared for Steve Cochran on this New Year's Day. Happy New Year to all of you. By the way, the average time people waking up this morning, 9:37. Now, I know there's going to be, obviously, thank you for listening. I know a lot of you are up already this morning, but I guess if you're up partying till the wee hours, that it's most likely you're not getting up until midday today. But if you're just getting out of bed, and I'll talk quieter, if you're feeling the pains of that celebration last night, be very, very quiet. There are traditional ways to cure hangover, and then there's some really unusual ones from around the world that we share every year. But here is sleep, of course. They say, you know, you can absolutely sleep it off. I don't know if sleep is the only cure to that. I think before I go to bed, if I know I had a couple drinks, I'll take a few Advil and maybe a Pepcid, and then I wake up with nothing. It's amazing. But it's to each his own. Everyone's got their own ways of doing that. Replenishing your body with fruit, vegetable juice, or water, they say, like even a V8 is good for that. They say avoid caffeine. So I know a lot of people go out for breakfast on the day after, and they look for greasy foods like bacon and so forth, but they say avoid caffeine, that a weak cup of coffee may be okay, but a lot of caffeine will continue to dehydrate you. And the necessary thing to do is to hydrate yourself and kind of flush that stuff out of your body. So orange juice is obviously a good one because it's got sugar in it as well. Eat mineral and rich protein, even if you don't feel like it. Drink a Bloody Mary. So, you know, kind of the hair of the dog. You know, I was treated to a couple of drinks at a supper club that we always go to in Wisconsin when we were up there for a few days this week. And it's with this booze, this whiskey that's almost like a blend. It's Kessler's, it's called. It's up in Wisconsin. It's really horrible. It's barely whiskey is what it is. So, you know, you're drinking three or four and you're really not affected, you think. And so the next day we were driving back home and stopped at the Mars Cheese Castle, which is a favorite for mine. And they do a world famous Bloody Mary there. And if you are hungover, they'll do the old egg in there and a couple other little things, that like raw egg and a couple other little things that supposedly gets rid of your headache within the hour. I didn't do that because the raw egg just grosses me out. But I did have one of their classic Bloody Marys. They put a little pickled asparagus in there and some olives. It's really good. So if you're driving back from Wisconsin, go stop at the Mars Cheese Castle. Alka-Seltzer, they say. They also say taking a shower, switching between cold and hot water. Yeah. I don't know if I would do that. I think I'd be pissed if I was shocked with some cold water and I wasn't feeling well. Get some exercise, drink about 1 to 2 liters of water, and go outside and do some exercise like mountain climbing, swimming, cycling, or anything like that. Not today, as Dave said. It's -6 degrees outside. Side effects of aspirin, Tylenol, ibuprofen can be magnified when there's alcohol in your system. And it could also damage your liver, so you got to be very careful about that. Do you guys have any remedies for having a couple extra drinks?
Stay in bed.
Stay in bed?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dave, yeah, I would say Andy, stay in bed or don't drink the night before.
Continue to watch the Twilight Zone marathon.
Yeah, yeah. That's, yeah, I love the Twilight Zone marathon on New Year's Day.
You know what I used to do is that in college?
Yeah.
We would eat like a half a loaf of white bread.
Really? To soak it up?
Before we went out, yeah.
So you did some
pre-existing conditions, so to speak, yes.
Okay, all right. Joe, what about you?
Yeah, my two favorites are the hair of the dog, obviously.
Okay. I mean,
you got to just get back on the horse.
Oof.
And then sweating it out. You got to just sweat it out. You know, maybe run to a bar to get the hair of the dog.
but sweating it out also requires pushing some fluids through your system.
Oh, yeah.
It does. You got to get some water out there.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Yeah, they say an extra multi-B vitamin before you go to sleep. Some people say aspirin before you go to sleep.
I've done that.
Yeah?
That helps. Yeah.
Hydrate, of course. Tiger balm to help your headache. Soak in wasabi. That's another one. A mustard bath. These are American ones. Rub your hangover out of your feet. So they say, sometimes they say the bottom of your feet can get rid of a headache if you're... You got somebody that'll massage the bottom of your foot while you're drunk. I don't think that's... You can do it while you're at the bar, I guess, before you're going out. You could also do some yoga, some hot yoga, which, oh God, that's horrible in just general terms. Here's one. Here's some world's weirdest, and these are my favorite. In Ireland, it is said that the cure for hangover is to bury the ailing person up to the neck in moist river sand, and that moist river sand will help rehydrate your body. That's not a bad one, I guess. Ancient Rome. Here's a good one. Forget hair of the dog. How about feather the bird? It was always recommended to deep fry a canary and scarf it down. And debate goes on whether the bird was beheaded or skinned or eaten whole back then. But everyone almost makes you sick. It almost makes you want to throw up, actually. But many agree that the crunchy bones were some of the best bites. Okay. Woo. Nambia. They drink buffalo milk. What does it have in it? It's like a clotted cream with dark rum, spiced rum, cream liqueur. So there's your hair of the dog again. And whole cream. So it's very, very, very thick. So it's getting dairy and booze. I don't know if I like that combination. It's like having a beer and then having ice cream. Gross. Puerto Rico. They say before an evening of indulgence, they rub a slice of lemon or lime into the armpit of their drinking arm. So it has to specifically be, ugh, if you're right-handed, it's going to be your right arm.
What if you're ambidextrous?
Ooh, I'd cover both, man. I'd do both. Japan. After too much sake in one of Tokyo's little bars, Japanese drinkers eat umeboshi. Does anybody know what that is? Am I pronouncing that right? Umeboshi, a pickled dry ume, which is similar to a plum or apricot. It's not just a little pickle, though. It's really pickled to the point of puckering. They tell you to drink some green tea after that because it's so sour. It's the sourness of this thing. So if you don't have that, get some toxic waste maybe and do some of that, if you know what that is. Germany. They say hangover breakfast, raw pickled herring wrapped around pieces of gherkin and onion. So it's herring around a pickle.
I like that anyway.
That sounds all right, right? On an empty stomach, do it as well. So after you throw up, you want to do that. They call it when you're suffering from a hangover, the wailing of the cats. Sicily. Here's a good one. Three words for you. Dried bull penis. Want to chew on that? Yeah, I guess that's something Sicilians with hangovers would gnaw on this part of the bull. The assumption was that it restores your virility. Or perhaps your brain just eliminates the hangover as quickly as possible to stop your body from eating any more of it.
Yeah, that would stop me from drinking, period, I think.
Yeah.
If that was the cure.
Yeah. If that's what you had to do as a result.
Yes.
Yeah. Canada, to top off the last round of Labatt, Canadians stop in for some poutine, which is that thick-cut French fry with chunks of Canadian cheese curds. Gravy, have you had that before?
Hey, no.
Guys? Joe, you've had it before?
Yeah, I've had it before.
It's okay.
It's like a tater tot casserole almost.
It is. It's very thick and cheesy and, yeah. Haiti. They stick 13 black-headed pins into the cork of the bottle that did it in for them. So that's how you do it. You found your... Okay, cool. So you're taking kind of revenge on the bottle, I guess, that did you in. Ancient Greece, not to be outdone by the canary-eating contemporaries, the ancient Greeks treated their hangovers with a breakfast of sheep lungs and two owl eggs. Lungs are extremely rubbery.
You know, you have to wonder where all of this originated.
Yeah. Well, they probably tested and tried a few things.
Trial and error.
Or it was just lore for
trial
some.
Trial and error, you know. Yeah, yeah.
In Vietnam, some people grind rhino horn into a hot water and drink it. The same trick is believed to cure everything from allergies to cancer, though. Turkey. Tripe soup. So they're using guts to do that. Oof. Mongolia. This one, after a night of wrestling and drinking, they shake off the morning cobwebs with a cocktail made of tomato juice and pickled sheep eyes. Pickled eyeballs from a sheep, two of them mixed in tomato juice. I've got nothing to add with that. Again, U.S. raw eggs is one thing, but they also say raw eggs with whatchamacallit, with your tomato juice or your Bloody Mary. So throw a couple of raw eggs in there. Let's see here. You can go when you're in Vegas. You can go get an IV that'll pump you up with fluids and vitamins and all kinds of other supplements as well. In Poland, drinking pickle juice is a common remedy. Pickle juice isn't that bad. We've actually added it in Bloody Marys. So you can, right? I mean, it gives a nice, if you got something spicy, it gives a nice sweet backlash to it. So maybe take your Bloody Mary, throw an egg in it with some pickle juice, and maybe a little combination of that will get it done.
Yeah, I was going to say, maybe drinking it straight probably wouldn't be my number one choice.
No, probably not.
And some bars offer it as a chaser. They call it pickleback.
Really?
Yeah.
So I kind of like that, though.
Whiskey pickleback.
So not a beer, but pickle juice.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a bread and butter pickle juice, or is it more of the
traditional?
That's
a good question. I'm not sure.
I like that, though. I like that. And there you have it. Now, you were telling me that Mike Royko. Tell the story, Dave. I'm going to let you tell the whole thing.
Yeah, I was really unable to locate the actual column, but
okay.
It was...
what did Mike used to do?
It was, any number of things. I can remember just reading this column. He said, you can try eating gruel. He said,
Mike Royko did.
I like to eat gruel. He said, I really don't know what gruel is, but it sounds very bland. So that would settle in your stomach.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
And things like, if don't argue with your wife. If your wife says that you have a hangover, just go along with it.
See, my wife doesn't drink, so I don't. I try also not. I don't drink in front of her. If I've gone out sociably, I do it not in her presence, out of respect to her not drinking. Last night, and it happens once in a while. You know, I mean, if somebody knows you in the restaurant you go into, or they buy you a drink and send a drink over to the table, or whatever it is, and that's what happened last night, and. It was a Manhattan, and they're you know, pretty potent, and I already felt after I left there a headache coming on. So for me, it's always before you go to bed, you take a few Advil and some Pepcid for your stomach. I've never had an issue. Yeah, and some pickled cheap ice.
Well, the aspirin thing, the aspirin does work.
It does.
If you've had one too many,
yeah.
And, you know, you've got a headache before as you're going to bed.
Yeah.
Take the aspirin, and, you know, that's not a cure-all, but it will at least minimize the effects afterwards.
So I think the two most common ones here, hair of the dog and just hydrate yourself.
Hydrate,
and
absolutely.
You say sleep it off.
Yeah.
With some sheep eyes.
Tomorrow night.